This morning we celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and upon the Blessed Virgin on the feast day of Pentecost. This is the birthday of the church, and it's the fulfillment of Christ's promise. Before he ascended into heaven, he told his followers that he wouldn't leave us alone. He wouldn't abandon us, but he would send us power from on high. The Greek word for power is dunamis, which is the same root word from which we get the word dynamite. You know, it's the explosive power of God in the hearts of those who believe in his followers so that they can overcome sin and follow the Lord's calling to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. You know, it's when we become discouraged in our spiritual lives, you know, if we're struggling with sin or with other difficulties, you know, I think it's important to turn to the power of the Holy Spirit and to recognize that even if in our weakness, we're not able to be who we want to be or attain our goals with the power of the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. So this morning I want to look at the gifts in particular that the Holy Spirit gives to the church as a whole. You know, there's certainly gifts that individuals receive from the Holy Spirit. You know, at the sacrament of confirmation, we receive the full outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. But there's also gifts that are meant for the church as a whole. And I wanted to look at those gifts today. And the first gift that I'll highlight that our Lord gave to the Catholic Church through the influence of the Holy Spirit was the gift of Scripture. You know, Scripture was written under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Each one of the divine authors was inspired by the Holy Spirit and guided so that they would write down what the Lord desired them to write and nothing more. And so we can have confidence that Scripture is truly the Word of God, because it is written through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it was also through the Holy Spirit that Scripture was compiled. It was the bishops of the Catholic Church, under the authority of the Pope, with the guidance of different theologians, who were the ones who decided which writings were going to be part of the Bible and which ones weren't. You know, it was the Catholic Church, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, that put together the Bible that we have today. It didn't just come down from heaven on its own. It was the Catholic Church that compiled it and preserved it through the centuries so that we could have access to it today. And it's also through the Holy Spirit that we have the proper interpretation of Scripture. Because as many of us know, you can have a passage of Scripture that people interpret 100 different ways. You know, especially if you look at all the different Protestant denominations and how they interpret different parts of Scripture differently. Well, how do we ever know what Scripture really means? The Holy Spirit is the one that guides the church, the Catholic Church, to proper interpretation. So we can be confident that we're interpreting Scripture properly. You know, there's special graces that are available when we read Scripture through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, if we invoke the Holy Spirit as we read and meditate upon Scripture, you know, that helps us to understand God more deeply, to know Him and His attributes, His mercy, His patience, His generosity, and also how He works in salvation history. The second gift that our Lord gives to the church through the power of the Holy Spirit is sacramental graces. You know, every time we receive one of the seven sacraments, there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that's a gift that the Lord has entrusted to the church that we never have to doubt. You know, if someone says the proper words of baptism and pours water over a child's head, we know that that child is being purified of original sin and receiving the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know, whether it's the sacrament of confession that gives forgiveness of sins and heals the effect of sin in our lives, or whether it's the Eucharist that nourishes us daily with spiritual strength, or whether it's the anointing of the sick that, you know, gives strength and peace of conscience to those who are sick and those who are dying. You know, each one of these sacraments is an outpouring of grace for our benefit. The third gift that the Holy Spirit gives to the church are vocations. In every generation of human history, from the beginning of the church through the present to the end of time, the Holy Spirit calls up men and women to give their lives in service to the church. And, you know, we're not just talking about priestly vocations, which are certainly critical, but also missionaries, teachers, you know, authentic Christian marriages, husbands and wives who are open to the church's authentic teachings on marriage and openness to life within marriage, and who embrace that and live it out. You know, when we're following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, vocations of all kinds are going to flourish. You know, when there's vocation shortages in various parts of the world, you know, that's a sign that the church is sick in that part of the world because it's cut off from the vine. You know, something's wrong with the spiritual life where people are not following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and therefore vocations aren't flourishing. But within the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, we're seeing a boom of vocations. You know, our seminaries filled the capacity, and they're building an extra wing to house the number of seminarians we have, which is a great sign that we're following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And why do we have this flourishing of vocations? Well, I think in part it's the fruit of prayer. You know, praying the vocations prayer throughout the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. It's due to a revival of Eucharistic adoration and a return to the sacrament of confession. A return to reverence and a deeper respect for the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. You know, things that were sometimes downplayed in the post-Vatican II era. But, you know, now that there's a revival of authentic spirituality, with it we're seeing a boom of vocations. I think the vocation that we're going to find very quickly is in the greatest shortage is marriage. You know, very few young people are getting married anymore, and those who are getting married often are not open to having children, or at least very many children. You know, so I think it's a sign that we need a revival of an authentic spirituality and people who are truly following the promptings of the Holy Spirit so that we can have a flourishing of a new generation of young people who embrace the church's teaching on marriage. And the final gift that I want to highlight that the Holy Spirit imparts upon the church is the gift of truth. You know, Christ promised in his Last Supper discourse three times that he would send the Spirit of truth upon the apostles and upon the church. You know, this is something that a lot of times people reject today, the gift of infallibility, the ability of the Catholic Church to teach teachings about faith and morality without error. I think a lot of people reject that because there's confusion with different individuals within the church who are contradicting the official teachings of the church. You know, sometimes people reject it just because they don't want to listen to the teachings of the church and they'd rather go in their own direction. But for whatever, you know, for a variety of reasons, people reject that. But I think it's important for us to realize that Jesus Christ promised the Holy Spirit upon the church. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit that guides the church in truth. So when we accept the infallible teachings of the church, that means we're accepting the promise of Jesus Christ and we're putting faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. To reject the official teachings of the church is to reject Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit, because it's through them that the church was given this gift of infallibility. I think it's important that we recognize that not every single thing that a priest or a bishop says is infallible. You know, it's the official infallible teachings that are declared by the Pope in union with the bishops and the teaching body of the church, the magisterium, the official teachings about morality. Those are what we embrace as Catholics as being guaranteed to be true through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so as members of the church, we should be thankful that we have this gift of truth so that we can navigate through the confusion and the darkness in our modern era and have something that we know that we can put our faith in. And so as members of the Catholic Church, we have access to these incredible graces that the Lord gives us to the church. And I think it's important for us to open up our hearts and to respond to these graces whenever we read Scripture, to have the confidence that this is truly the Word of God and that the Spirit can work within us to deepen our understanding of Scripture. And when we approach the sacraments, to be open to the powerful grace that the Lord gives us through those sacraments. And in our daily lives, you know, as we follow our vocations, to allow the work of the Holy Spirit to flourish so that we can be sanctified and others can be brought to Christ, and to adhere to the truth of the Church. You know, the truths that are guaranteed to be true through the power of the Holy Spirit. Pope Pius XII said that the Holy Spirit is the principle of every vital and truly saving action in each part of the body of the church. The Holy Spirit is the principle of every vital and truly saving action in each part of the body of the church. Where the Holy Spirit is at work, there is life and there is salvation. And the more that we can conform ourselves and be open and to realize how the Holy Spirit is working through the church, the more the Holy Spirit can transform each one of us inwardly and in turn transform those around us as well.